This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour. Good morning and welcome. If it is morning for you, that's a good thing. If it's afternoon for you, I guess that's a good thing. It means you've made it through the morning. If it's evenings over, whoever you are, wherever you are, we're very grateful to have you on. We'll give thanks for you, everybody except Jennifer, who will not be here on Thanksgiving Day. But Jenny.
Oh, don't be so mean. I wish I could be, but I'm going to be gone.
You could be if you take your little thing above her.
I don't have a little thing that travels.
Oh, really?
I have two things that don't travel.
Oh, I see. Okay, there we
get
go.
Get it?
Ken Kessler. Richie's trying to fix where the plug goes into the hole, so we'll get to him after a while. Thousands of high school coaches across the country are getting training in how to convey to their players the importance of treating young women with respect. This is in light of and as a result of all of the negative publicity that has come. I guess I'm just wondering what this acknowledges. Is it the job of these coaches to teach their players how to respect women? How does that go with going onto the field and playing in 1-2-3 hitch?
You know, I think it's a good thing. Actually,
is this the correct arena for it?
Well, here's why. I think it's not a bad idea. Boys really respect their coaches in general.
Yeah. And what about girls? Girls respect their coaches? Why is this only a one-way street?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily a one-way street, but I think I don't know. I didn't really play professional sports. I threw around a basketball a little, but that was about it. Mm-hmm. But boys who are in professional sports.
Yeah.
Respect their coaches, or in amateur sports, respect their coaches, and I think it would be a good place for them to set some, you know, some standards for how you're supposed to treat a lady. I mean,
how were you treated? You dated when you were in high school. Did you date the football players, basketball players, baseball players? Who'd you date in high school?
You know, I never dated in high school. I mean, I kind of had a couple crushes, and we'd like sit together at lunch.
So what about in college?
And they were, and he was, yeah, actually, he was a sports player. He was a baseball team person.
He was. Mm-hmm. He treated you well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you ever think, how many people want to date somebody who's on a football team or a sports person, an athlete, because that's sexy?
Well, and it's because what's spoon-fed to girls in every teeny bopper movie ever.
Yeah.
You know, it's, oh, we have to date the captain of the football team. Or, you know, I don't know if that was necessarily the case when I was going to school, but, you know, I think it's definitely something in the culture, for sure.
Yep. Kenny, what about you?
I hardly dated at all in high school, and there were no... Well, I take it back. There was one girl my senior year who was on the volleyball team.
Mm-hmm. So she treated you with respect?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think it plays both ways, actually. Not so bad. But I just find it interesting as you look at the business about professional sports and now the trickle-down effect. All right, because these guys abuse women, we're going to teach people who are coming along who like that sport how not to abuse women. This seems kind of, I don't know, the word I was going to use probably not appropriate, but I just think it maybe you think it's completely appropriate and you would embrace it with your children. Help yourself. There's something to point out. Here's another thing that happened over the weekend that I thought was pretty compelling. The feds. Through the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Agency, made some unannounced visits to at least three NFL teams yesterday as part of an investigation into claims by former players that teams are mishandling prescription drugs. The DEA confirmed that agents inspected the San Francisco 49ers training staff.
Mm.
The New York Giants training staff.
They need the medication in New York.
They do?
The Giants are terrible. Uh-huh.
The Giants are awful?
Pretty bad.
I don't know, follow football, so I don't know. The inspection was an administrative function, so they said no arrests were made. It just became something. Now, would we have known about this had the DEA not said something about it? You think the NFL would have announced this? I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so either. And can you imagine their faces when those guys popped in for a visit? Uh-oh. Oh, no.
I just find it fascinating that this whole thing is sort of turned upside down on its head. Do you know what I mean? And speaking of that, the discussion we were having earlier, for those of you who listened to our number, this is our number five, right? So our number four at the archives at DougStephan.com, we'll hear a conversation about the military waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, and now how that's being investigated, especially by contractors that are overseas. So now every branch of the military is worried about whether they're going to get caught in the scandal, because it is a scandal, and they ought to be. Maybe we'll get some performance. Maybe we'll get something that'll fix the problem. We can always be optimistic about that, right? Okay. So in conjunction with this, last week, the President of America, the United States, and the President of China came up with an historic climate change agreement. Somehow or other, this has the military stirred up, because the military's perspective is significant in how it views climate effects on military conflicts. How many people have ever thought about this? What happens to the atmosphere when you bomb the hell out of some region? The stuff that gets stirred up and goes up. I never thought about that before. Actually, has anybody ever thought about that? Think about it.
It can't be good.
No, well, that's the point.
Yeah. Ugh.
So this agreement apparently calls for new bombs or some attention paid to the fallout effect of what happens when these bombs go. If you're involved in a conflict, if China and America go to war, I'm probably stretching this a little bit, but it just seems amusing. We'll make sure we use clean bombs. So if we blow stuff up, it won't negatively impact the atmosphere.
If we start World War III, at least it'll be a clean war.
I never thought about it this way. But think about what happened as a consequence of World War II, or all the bombing in Vietnam. What happened to the air in Asia with all that napalm and whatever else going off all over the place?
All that fallout, yeah.
Whatever it burns. I mean, did you ever think about that before?
Never. Mm-mm.
Never. I've never thought about that before. So, the military in our country is now studying global warming trends in order to determine what actions they could take.
We're going soft. You can't just have a good war anymore.
No, no such thing as a good war. All right, so anyway, certainly food for thought. Yes, and then some. All right, so it's 15 past the hour. This is Good Day.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
This holiday season, buy $25 in Buffalo Wild Wings gift cards good for a future visit and get a blazing bonus worth up to $100. What if everything came with a bonus?
As a thank you for buying a pair of our shoes, we're going to give you a bonus shoe.
Just one shoe?
Yep, the left one.
Okay.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Promotion begins November 24, 2014. To receive the bonus, no purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older, valid in restaurant at participating U.S. locations. Void in Florida, New York, Rhode Island, where prohibited by law. For entry without purchase information and official rules, visit BuffaloWildWings.com.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
This week on Geico's Stuff Found in Your Car, we look inside your rear door pocket.
Oh, hey. Yeah, me, the almond. Possibly one of the healthiest snacks, just rolling around in the crumbs of inferior foods. You were too busy to save me, but are you too busy to switch your car insurance to Geico where you could save hundreds of dollars in just 15 minutes? Probably not. Saving money with Geico is awesome. Almonds, on the other hand, are just a superfood. No big deal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico.com today.
Hey, guys, tonight you must see Monday on NBC.
Yes, Katherine Heigl returns to television in the premiere of State of Affairs, and it is about time.
You are off to the races.
She plays a CIA agent who keeps America safe, and Alfre Woodard plays the president.
Did you know the critics are already calling State of Affairs their favorite new drama?
Well, hello, what? Two words, Katherine Heigl.
Well, then don't miss the premiere of State of Affairs.
And celebrate the return of Katherine Heigl to TV.
Tonight, after The Voice on NBC.
Woohoo!
I'm getting the sense you're a Katherine Heigl fan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
17 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Ed Butowski is an internationally recognized expert in the investment wealth management industry. He's frequently on Fox, featured as one of seven financial coaches and experts in the first-of-its-kind online reality series, The Invested Life. A lot of economists like Ed are saying the falling gas prices are nothing to be happy about. So why is that, Ed? Why most of us are happy we go to the pump and pay less than $3 a gallon? Are you going to throw cold water on that excitement?
Well, probably. So, I mean, here's the situation. There's parts of this you should be happy about, and that is that there's more money in your pocket when you finish filling up. However, the overriding issue here is, why are those prices going lower? And that's a much bigger issue. And that issue has to do with the fact that we're entering into what some people will call a deflationary period in the world. And that is a very tough economic condition to fix.
So why is it why are we going into deflation? Just because the price of oil is going down, so that artificially inflated price is good for the economy?
Well, not necessarily. It's not because of oil. Oil is reacting to a slowdown in the world and deflationary pressure. So, you know, what came first? What came first, the chicken or the egg?
So the fact that things are slowing down in China and our country and around the rest of the world is the reason. See, that's not what we've been told. We've been told that there's just more oil being pumped out, and the Saudis want to produce more because they want to compete with us, and that pushes the price down. So we're not hearing that it's sort of the other way around. That's sort of what we've been led to believe to this point, anyway.
Yeah, it's a combination of many of those things. I mean, yes, there's more oil being produced, but the bigger picture is deflationary pressures. And you know, so you have two different storms happening at one time that's pushing oil prices lower. The bigger concern isn't that the Saudis are, you know, producing more oil and there's more oil on the market. I mean, that's good. And, you know, that's a good thing. It's really good for airline stocks, because once oil is below $75 a barrel, airline stocks actually do much, much better. Mm-hmm. But the bigger problem is simply that the world economy, China, Japan, Europe, everyone is in deflationary pressures. And you're seeing it here, starting to see it here in the United States, not with wages, although they haven't moved at all, but you're seeing it around the globe, and that's going to start to really be an impact. And the biggest problem because of that is, how do you fix it? And usually when you have inflationary pressures, you just raise interest rates. That's how you slow down inflation. With deflation, you normally would lower interest rates. Well, you can't lower them much more. You can't lower them any more in Japan. You can't lower them any more in Europe. And you certainly can't lower them any more in the United States.
So we become victims of our own success. We were such consumers. The world became such consumers. And now they can't continue to consume the way they've consumed.
because it's well, not the money.
The other problem is the printing of money. I mean, the quantitative easing has had a negative impact on every market that has done it. And when you look at Japan, their economy has not grown since 1992.
Yeah, no, I think that, yeah, you're right about that. You've got to understand, I guess, a lot of people that we don't have people that really understand what you've just said, and that's why there is a problem. Thanks. Ed Butowski here on Good Day.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Mr. Presley in the news today.
If you find your sweetheart.
Presley's first recording, an acetate disc from Sun Records, July 18, 1953, headed to an auction that will take place at Graceland on January 8th, his birthday. He would have been 80 had he lived. Imagine Elvis. What do you, Elvis at 80? What do you think that would look like? Listen to his voice. His voice was so powerful. According to the New York Times, these discs featuring My Happiness, That's When Your Heartache Begins, only copy of its kind in existence. So what's this worth, Kenny? What kind of dough are we talking about here?
Well, depends who you ask. I think they estimated it at about $500,000, but I'm sure it's going to go for more than that.
Isn't that amazing? A piece of plastic. And what it all means. The origins of this recording, which has appeared on several compilations, subject of a debate. The story claims that Presley recorded this disc as a present for his mother. I've heard that story 100 times, haven't you?
In the arms of your best.
But he gave the brother acetate disc, the song, to his friend Ed Leek.
That's when your heart aches.
Who claimed to have given Presley $4 to pay for the session. So he gave him what was the result of the session.
And you know what all you...
$500,000.
What all you dream...
Record collectors be all over this. other items in the auction, all of which have been authenticated by Graceland, include Elvis's first driver's license from 1952, a signed contract for a Louisiana Hayride radio show appearance, and that was in 55, and an autographed 78 RPM copy of Presley's debut on Sun Records. That's All Right. Richie, we must have that there someplace. That's All Right, Mama. Yeah. It's not, by the way, from the Graceland collection.
That's all right, Mama. That's all right to you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do it, that's all right.
So, Richie, this is the second memorabilia auction. The auction in August featuring his guitar, a Martin D28, his 1976 Cadillac Seville, and a personal copy of the original script for his first film, Love Me Tender, which goes back to 1956.
Should all be in a museum.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like the selling of these things.
Why? Who is... I don't get who's putting this... These guys all get together who bought this and they just want to cash out. Is that basically what this is all about?
Yeah, I get it. If you've had it in your basement for 50 years and you want to get some money on it, cool. But it should end up at Graceland or in the Smithsonian or somewhere.
Yeah, you'd like to think that, right? Yeah, I'm with you on that. So, anyway, but there is, it's always refreshing, especially that's when your heartache begins. I never really appreciated that song,
that's a great song,
as much when it was popular as I do now.
Yeah. Is that the case with lots of other Elvis tunes? Their music, you think, a lot of other tunes.
I mean, there are probably 12, 13, 14 of them that I really dig. And they're different tempos, different genres. I Want to Be Your Teddy Bear, one
that
of my faves.
That's what made him so great, I think.
What, because he could do so much?
From Vegas
so
to
much.
Nashville,
yeah.
To gospel, yeah. To rock and roll,
oh,
to rock.
Oh, some of those gospel songs?
Oh,
my
yeah.
God.
He'd
just terrific. How do you... And he wasn't religious at all. It wasn't about religion. It was just about songs.
Sure he was. Absolutely he was.
What, religious?
Oh, very much so.
I didn't get that from him.
Oh, yeah.
28, tell that to the... Well, never mind. 28, I'll leave it well.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Up to 1 in 5 Americans will get the flu this year because less than half of us get vaccinated? You didn't know? That's okay. We do. Rite Aid has certified immunizing pharmacists at the ready to discuss your risks, answer your questions, and shield you from what you don't know. So get your flu shot, no appointment necessary, at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put
doing it as best we can on the Good Day program. Doing it. It is informing you, conversing with you, stimulating you to think about some of the issues of the day, some of the things that are going on in all of our lives. Jennifer Horn is here along with Ken Kessler and Rich McFadden. How many people taste the grapes before they buy them? Go to the supermarket.
I think that's cheating.
My wife does it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Every
taste,
time.
Do you taste anything else?
Taste it. Yeah. I do not, but she does. Yeah.
I don't do it for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's gross and dirty. Second of all, it's just weird. It's like unwashed
Jennifer
fruit.
Said you're gross and dirty.
Gross and dirty, Janet.
It's gross. Uh-huh. And then number two is I feel like you're stealing and cheating because then I come along like a dope and go, oh, and I'm a couple of grapes short because everybody's got their hands on my grapes.
She's a couple of grapes short of her butt.
I know. Give me a break.
Well, think about it though. Let's say 50 people go through and they
you're stealing my grape.
You're 50 grapes short.
You pay for them by the pound. They're not stealing anything from you.
You know what? They should be electrocuted if they reach into my bag of grapes. I want to electrify the grape bag. Zap them.
But,
funny.
It's true, though. I mean, you will buy a batch of grapes, and they will.
I won't buy them unless I taste them. Awful. I won't buy them unless I taste them.
Yeah. I knew you were a taster. I would also imagine.
But I don't do that with anything else.
I'm going to call you out, because I imagine you to be one of those bulk bin samplers where you're like, oh, a
strawberry package and try the strawberries first, do you?
No.
That's
you can't open them. You can't open those.
Sure you can.
What, the blueberries and the
You just have to put them shut again. When
Now you've given him an idea. But do you go through the bulk
back
bin?
Back a banana and try the banana first?
Well, you've hit all the high spots. I've had bananas today, blackberries, raspberries, blueberries, the kiwi, an orange, grapes, and cherries.
You know what I did over the weekend is we had, my kids are either feast or famine on the bananas. They either eat them all in the same day or they ignore them. Mm. And I don't know why. So I had 8 bananas going bad. So I was like, you know what? Saturday, I'm going to make some banana bread.
Good for you.
Oh, no, you're missing out on the boat.
That was
okay,
so good.
Take bad bananas and you freeze them. Okay.
And then you make juice out of them?
No.
That's what I did with the other 4.
Just wait. You freeze them and then you put them into a blender with just a little bit of almond milk and peanut butter, and it blends into making soft serve, and you will not ever miss ice cream. It is delicious.
Really?
Oh,
I still have 4
good.
Left. I might do that today.
So good.
Mm-mm. All right. Meanwhile, the rest of us will be working. Richie will be playing with his bananas.
I
play with
the
my
time.
Bananas quite a bit.
I've
got a big bunch of bananas.
Okay,
too.
Let's keep going here. The Obama administration says that 100,000 people have submitted applications already for health insurance, as now we're in the open enrollment portion, November 15th, Saturday.
So 100,000 out of 300 million?
Right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, well.
That's a big number.
Okay. Don't take shots yet. They're
saying that's pretty good. It's a big number.
The refurbished website is working well for most users, says the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Ms. Sylvia Matthews-Burwell.
Maryland has rolled theirs out step by step because they are so afraid. This is why the lieutenant governor lost the election last week and why Maryland now has a Republican governor, because that guy was in charge of which, and Maryland was by far the worst. They had to go buy the code from Connecticut because their code was so bad. It was just a disaster.
All right. So, Jen, I'm looking at the L.A. Times yesterday, pictures of people signing up at a high school.
Yep.
And the people signing up, the picture is obvious.
I want the health insurance.
Exactly. That's what I got from looking at this picture. That's what I want
the health insurance.
Yeah. Well, that's all L.A. now. So, I don't even think you're being racist at this point.
Well, I'm not being racist, but I wonder how many of them are legal.
Well,
that's kind of what I'm wondering here. As we work our way through this serious problem.
Is this where I sign up to be a Democrat, too? Mr. Obama told me to be a Democrat, too.
Okay. The first evaluation.
Yay, America.
Get it for free. The first, you laugh about that. We have Brazilian, I have said this many times, the largest population outside of Brazil, at least in terms of America. The largest population of Brazilians concentrated in any one place in America is here in my town of Framingham. There are thousands and thousands and thousands that live here. And there are a half a dozen churches that have been set up. They want to have their own Christian churches. What goes on in these churches, though, I'm told by my Brazilian friends, has nothing to do with religion. What they do is they basically
like
have classes, exactly, in how to use the system. How does the system work? And they teach people how to use the hospital system. And they smile when you say that to them. Why do you choose that hospital over another hospital?
My wife works for Virginia, the state of Virginia in the Fairfax County, to help people, Spanish-speaking people, get into the system.
Yeah.
And really, she's hired by the schools because there's a lack of participation from the parents of Spanish-speaking kids who don't speak English.
Participating in what?
Their kids' education.
Oh.
So it's my wife's job to make sure that, A, their kids are getting everything that they should be, because when you send a note home to the parents and they don't understand it,
then the kids don't come back. They don't involve themselves in the PTA. They don't help with homework. They don't get involved in after school events.
Yeah.
And so that not only affects that student, but it also affects the school. And so they try to get them to be more participatory in all of the events. And that's what my wife does.
Well, there you go.
But my wife's point of view is it takes them from using the system to being a part of it. And that's her kind of angle. I want them to be more a part of the system instead of just using it.
Mm-hmm. Are you buying into that? Do you ever have arguments about this with your wife?
No. My wife and I are very much on the same page politically. And when it comes to, she's the one who's the immigrant. I'm the gringo. And she is just like, you know what? I don't like it when they come here and take advantage of all of the free stuff.
There you go.
If they're going to take advantage of the free stuff, I want them to participate in it.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. First evaluation of the data that the Comet lander sent to the European Space Center before its batteries went dead. The Germans are evaluating the data. Scientists getting together to discuss the data. And following that meeting later today, they'll publish the data, the findings. What have we learned?
Why are you saying it like that?
What, the data?
Yes.
Maybe I'm
like emphasizing. You don't believe it or something?
The emphasis. The Comet landed last Wednesday in an amazing display of technology and know-how, 311 million miles away from this planet. That's four times almost, well, three and a half times further out than the sun. They said this thing, the size of a washing machine.
It's amazing.
And landed on the Comet 67P. Scientific testing.
Does it say how large that comet was? I don't know that I remember how large it was.
I remember seeing something, Richie, the size of a... somebody said the size of a mountain, but I mean, mountains are all different sizes. But no matter what size it is, the fact that it came close enough, and they sent out, as I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, these sort of... pulls up to, for the usage of one's imagination, pulls up to the side of the comet and puts those hooks out and sort of brings itself in to the comet. Mm. And unfortunately, it was on the wrong side of the comet.
Right.
So the sun doesn't hit where the thing landed and the batteries are all, run out of juice because they have no sun. It was a solar powered battery system. But still, and all, even if we don't get a lot of information, the fact that that thing...
Just the fact that they landed
did it.
Even if it bounced off of it, just the fact that they hit it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Amazing. Best Buy and Target, first on the block with their Black Friday specials. Circulars out now. How many of you have seen these? Sending you to their websites. Heavily discounted TVs, for example. Lots of electronic gear. Best Buy and Target heavily discounting a variety of consumer electronic items. Fitness trackers, headphones, that kind of stuff. Already on sale. What do you think about that? Black Friday is a week from this Friday. Thanksgiving a week from this Thursday. And then there's what they call a Black Monday, which is a...
This whole thing
Cyber
is
Monday.
Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday.
What is it all? We just get sucked up into this stuff. Who created all this?
I do not participate in Black Friday at all.
Yeah.
No interest.
It's just a big ruse. If you want to go buy something, go buy something. If you're interested in something, I'm looking at stuff already, but I'm not really much good at this. But I think this year I'll be... My hand will be forced, if you know what I mean.
And you'll love it.
Whatever do you mean?
Having a girlfriend will do that for
you. You're going to love every minute.
Right. She said, I don't know what to get you. She said, I'll help you with that.
Yeah, you ask for a list. And if you'd like one for me, I'll be happy
to help you with that. Ladies and gentlemen, let me help you out. As you grow older, a lot of things happen to your body. And one of them may be that you have lost your hair. In some cases, you've lost your hair prematurely. You're younger, and you don't like the fact that you don't have your hair. So now along comes Doug Steffen with a message about Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, the natural hair therapy that has been so successful. So many thousands, tens of thousands of people have used this product to cleanse their scalp, get the gluck out of their pores. That's not what they say. That commercial doesn't say get the gluck out of your pores. I say that because I know how it works. It cleanses. You've had, over the years, sadly, you've been challenged in buying shampoos, and you buy a cheap shampoo. It may clean your hair, but it plugs up the pores if you use too much of it, and therefore the follicles of hair under your scalp, they can't come through. They can't live. So if you cleanse those pores, then the hair starts growing again. That's where the fuzz comes from. That's where the hair comes from. That's why you'd be satisfied with this or your money back. That's what Genucel does. Call 800-525-8319 and make your hair come back. Help your hair. Your hair is saying, help! 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 I can't get out! That's what your hair is saying, really. Help! 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 I can't get out! 800-525-83. They actually pay me to do this, folks. 800-525.
Not a lot.
Excuse me. I'll have you know I'm very effective with these. 800-525. Apparently not with you, but with a lot of people. Is you have all your hair, so you can make fun all you want because you've got all your hair.
That's right, I do.
Well, this is for people who don't, Richie. Anybody who gets angry at Richie? You should, because he's got all his hair.
I'm starting to have a couple fall out when I brush my hair in the morning. Yeah. I'll have to take care of that.
That's not really...
Glue them back in.
800-525-8319. Provia is the product. A special surprise gift, absolutely free, yours, when you call him and tell him you're listening to Doug Steffen. Get that hair back. No operations. Hooray for Provia. 800-525-8319.
I'm Al Peterson, reporting for KillerApps.tv. The holidays are among the busiest long-distance travel periods of the year. Digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong partnered with the following companies for some useful holiday travel tech tips. Mario, what are some of your favorite travel gadgets?
Waiting in the airport or on a long road trip, that's usually a great time to catch up on some good reading. Amazon e-readers like the Kindle and the Kindle Voyage, they're a great portable way to do that. You have access to millions of books, newspapers, and magazines. The Nexia Home Intelligence System, it offers people flexibility to manage their home through internet-connected smartphone, tablet, or computer, and people can automate various products within their home with a touch of a button on the mobile app or on the web portal as well. And you also want to make sure that you capture your holiday memories. And the new HTC Desire Eye is the king of selfies. It has 13 megapixel front and rear cameras, and the handy camera button on the side activates the shutter even when the screen is off.
What about a couple of your favorite websites and apps?
Check out Airbnb website and app for lodging. It has over 800,000 unique listings in 190 countries, and Airbnb offers travelers an alternative for the holidays, providing listings to host a festive meal or a giant family sleepover, which would be a lot of fun. And finally, 9 out of 10 travel by car this holiday, so the Gas Buddy app is a free price comparison app that helps you find the cheapest gas stations nearest you. With over 43 million downloads, the prices are put in by the community of people that are out there, and it will list the gas stations by price and distance around you.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, visit killerapps.tv.
Dr. Bruce Shanahoff is here with us. Between the Lines, we have this feature every week at this time. Bruce has I was in his office last Monday and got stretched. And I will tell you that it made a whole lot of difference for 3 or 4 days. So I think what I have to do is go every 3 or 4 days until I get myself straightened out. But I understand the technology now. I never really did before because I didn't have this sort of treatment from you. 818newback.com is Bruce's website. And it's just really, this sort of treatment is excellent, and it's an alternative. And boy, I'll tell you, I'm not going under the knife anyway. You knew that, but...
Yeah,
it's hopeful. All right, so what do you have between the lines today?
Well, you know, I'd like to talk about, you know, the studies we hear in the news, scientific studies, because it seems that almost daily we hear a new study released, found that, and, you know, fill in the blank. Case in point, last week there was a study on pot smoking shrinks the brain and lowers the IQ. Right, and this was a very poor quality study. There were only 48 cannabis users in the entire study, and the researchers themselves within the study admitted that they couldn't know whether what they saw was an effect of cannabis or that actually the brains of those people was what caused the use of cannabis. But the thing is that all these headlines are so agenda-based, and as an example, I'd like to give you a headline that's certainly provocative enough to be in the news, but was never heard, and that's that a study published in the Journal of Human and Experimental Toxicology found a counterintuitive relationship. Nations that require more vaccine doses during infancy have higher infant mortality rates. That means that of 34 industrial nations that were studied, the U.S., for instance, has the highest vaccination rate. The kid gets 26 vaccines during the first year, vaccine injections. And we also have the highest infant mortality rates. But a study like this doesn't support the corporate agenda of making everyone fall in line and vaccinate without question about the efficacy or even the administration schedule, which seems to be the point of that study. So, you know, when we're... Yeah, go on, Doug.
It's just amazing that people... that you point out something that's very important. That is...
And it's just, totally overlooked. Totally overlooked.
Well, who knows who pays for these studies, too? That's the other thing.
Pays for them, but also it's the media at fault being so selective about which.
Well, they're selective because their advertisers want them to be selective. That's how they're promoting their advertisers. Bruce Yanhoff, 818newback.com. Check that out.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're out! Don't you do it! Don't you! I got nowhere else to go!
Remember that.
Well, this is Joe Cocker, Jennifer Warnes, Up Where We Belong, from the movie An Officer and a Gentleman. Song hit number one during this week in 1982 when the movie was big. Have you got any other sound from it, Richie?
That was it. That was all of it.
Yeah. Wasn't that Lou Gossett? Don't I remember?
Jr.
Yep. Yeah, right. Did you see him? He was in a television show. Let's see. Oh, he was on Madam Secretary a couple of weeks ago. It looks like easily he's in his 80s.
I was sort of taken back.
Right?
You remember him from the Tail and Hardy characters that he played as a younger man. Often the representation was, as we just suggested, an officer and a gentleman. That goes back 30-some-odd years, right? 30 was 82, so
yeah.
Back.
Yeah, he's 78 years old now.
Is he 78? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. 1936.
Yeah. You can still tell it was him, though. When you look at him, you can tell it was him. All right, so that's where we get started. Movie music. Chuck Curry not usually here on Mondays now because of assignments that he has at work. So we'll work our way through the stats, movies that did very well over the weekend. I went to see Gone Girl.
Oh, I saw it. Did you like it?
I did. It wasn't what I expected.
It's a crazy ending.
At all. Yeah. It's a very... did you see it this weekend, Jen?
I saw it last weekend.
Yeah. It really isn't. Richie, have you seen it?
I have not.
Mm-hmm. I really liked it. I just was not expecting it.
I didn't think I was going to like it. We went because we were late for going to see the other movie, the Matthew McConaughey movie. So Mary said, let's go see this one.
I thought the woman that starred as the wife was so great as
very
a crazy
good.
Person.
And she was like a third choice for that role.
Yeah, her career is made now because she was so good.
Yeah. And Affleck has really proven himself.
See, now you're making me want to go see it.
Yeah.
That's a good movie. I like it.
But I have to take the kids to see Dumb and Dumber 2 first.
Have you seen that movie, Kenny?
No, I had no interest, although it sounds more interesting to me now after you guys.
It is interesting.
About it.
It's not what you... I was afraid because I'd heard some things. There's only one scene where she offs Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah, that was violent. This is all psychological.
You close your eyes. Yeah. Other than that, you're really brought into
the
story.
Way to ruin the movie, by the way.
Yeah, really.
Meredith made me promise not to ruin the ending.
Yeah, but you just said that she offs
him. Yeah. Wow, but that's not the ending of it.
That's part of the reason why I haven't seen it, because somebody told me the ending.
Oh.
So it's like, well, why bother?
Well, one of those things, oftentimes the trailer tells the whole movie. The trailer doesn't tell you anything really about the movie, in essence. What do you realize?
I am forced to go see all these animated movies because I have young
children.
Kids, right?
Yeah, you're forced to.
These are the movies you should have
Be
going to see.
I should be seeing the animated movies?
Yeah, you should see Big Hero 6.
Really?
It's a heartwarming, fun movie without any scary stuff in it.
Really?
And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You should go see it.
Okay.
But you still haven't seen Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, I haven't. I was on the plane when
Best
I came back last week, and I didn't watch it. But I will, because it'll stay in the rotation in the movie, in the planes, and that's where I watch most of the movies.
That one you'll love.
Seen.
You really will. Give it a chance.
I do. Kenny's laughing. That's where I see most of the movies that I haven't seen anywhere else. I don't watch television.
It's got to be cheaper to go to your local cinema.
I know, than catching a flight.
All right. So box office totals this weekend, I have one question. What do you think George Clooney thinks about being beat out by a animated movie and Dumb and Dumber 2?
I don't think he cares.
You don't think so?
No.
All right, so we'll go through the list, Kenny, will you?
Sure. It's movies 4 through 10 are all within a few million dollars, and then there's a big leap. Number 10 was Michael Keaton's Birdman. Ouija was number 9. Nightcrawler, number 8. Fury, number 7. St. Vincent, 6. Gone Girl, 5. Beyond the Lights, 4. Then Interstellar with $29 million.
Where's 3?
At number 3, Big Hero 6 with $36 million at number 2, and Dumb and Dumber 2, $38 million.
Isn't that amazing? So what's the Clooney movie? I didn't know Clooney had a movie. What movie is he in? Richie.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, well, Dumb and Dumber.
He doesn't care. They've made a lot of money.
Yeah, they've done very well. It's the third week or fourth week the movie's been around. In fact, it's still number 3. I think says something for the quality of the movie, frankly.
Second week, $97 million so far.
For
Interstellar.
Okay, second week. So how much was... Where
That's
was
not a ton of money, $97
Where was Gone Girl in that list?
Gone Girl was number 5, $4.5 million.
It's been out a while.
Yeah, it has been. How much money is that movie taken in so far, Kenny?
152.
Yeah. See, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. I don't think you do a sequel of that, but at any rate.
I don't think there is a sequel.
No, huh? No.
No.
Well, I mean, you could come up with something. All right, thank you.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.